The Mothership Mandala is a mural that is dedicated to all the beautiful mothers of our sister cities, El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. The mural was made possible by a grant from the Caldo Collective and was created with the help of the Winchester House and youth from the Pride Center. The Mothership Mandala is being dedicated tonight at 6 p.m. and we are all invited. Here to tell us about this project is muralist and artist Dave Grave Herrera. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Grave, tell us about the project and how it all kind of came together, because it's through the Caldo Collective.
Correct.
So that means it was funded by the community.
That's right, 100%. It was an awesome project. I shot for it one time, and I didn't get it. So luckily, I was able to re-propose this project, and it fell through, and it went through where the community backed it up, and I was able to secure the funding needed for this project. The idea behind doing it at this location was because it is a busy street on Montana, and I think primarily there's a lot of the parades and activities that happen.
And there's a park right in front of it.
Exactly.
Will you tell us where exactly on Montana
it's at the corner of Montana and St. Brain. It's located on the east side part of the Pride Center's wall. Building. Mm-hmm. The wall is approximately 26 feet long by about 22 feet high. It's a pretty big wall, and it was just sitting there. It had a couple of patches, swatches from the old graffiti that was covered up. And I remember driving by one day, and I would look, and I would see these art panels or, you know, miscellaneous art pieces on the windows, and I go, wow, what, that's interesting, but what is that place? Mm-hmm. And then I also looked at that wall and go, wow, what a beautiful wall. So
I feel like you probably always see walls. No, just
I'm always
prime
scanning,
for a mural.
Scanning and planning. So I'm always looking out for good canvases out there, something that I can add to the community or, you know, put a little color into our city. So this wall really caught my attention, but I was really intrigued as to what this place was. There was no signage, and I noticed that being a sign painter, I looked at their signs, and they were, like, turned inside out from the old location that I used to house. So the idea was to give this place a little bit of presence after I found out it was a proactive youth center that helps foster kids transitioning in and out of foster homes. The Pride Center also helps youth obtain jobs, and it's valuable resources such as helping them with their GEDs and whatnot. So this is something that's right up my alley. I'm always down to help as an artist, to help my community, but especially organizations that help other people.
So you saw the wall first and then went in there and said, what is this
place?
And then you're like, okay,
let's do this. So we got this. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with youth throughout the years as a muralist out on the streets. And for me to go in there and introduce some type of art workshop was an amazing project. So this was all built into one whole package where I would go in there and not only provide the Pride and Winchester home with a presence, but also have the opportunity to teach and mentor youth and the skill sets needed to create their own sign. I could easily paint it at home, but I said, no, well, let's make it more active. So we gathered a bunch of recycled material, wood, and we walked them through the whole process of making a canvas. So we made a beautiful hand-painted canvas. They stretched it out. I basically walked them through the whole process, but they did the whole thing. And it was awesome. It came out really, really nice. It was about a good 12-foot by 7-foot canvas. So now they have a sign, and now they have a mural. And the thing about the mural is that it's really special. It is a gift for our community. It's a gift for the people in that particular neighborhood. But I've noticed that from a blank wall to a beautiful wall now, mm-hmm. that with lots of color, that there's more activity at the park and people are starting to approach the Winchester. It's like a big red rug rolled out. Said, hey, you know,
come and see us.
Exactly. Come and support. So the youth that I worked with, we broke a lot of ice, and I was able to reach out, and we formed a nice bond. And I had them involved in the mural as well, because they couldn't be on the scaffolding for, you know, safety reasons and liability reasons, but I wanted them to get involved in it. So what I did is I created a workshop with the help of Chris Hurtado, my assistant. Mm-hmm. We created this workshop in-house and brought in recycled material like cardboard and sheets of paper. And I had them create each two or three stencils and write their names on their stencils with the color that they wanted it painted. So in the process of making this mandala, we used all their stencils. So each one of those participating clients and youth that worked with me has their stencil on that wall and in a circular pattern. It also represents Mother Earth and the direction of north, south, east, and west. Mm-hmm. It's like a big compass up there with a little taste of a kaleidoscope effect. And it's very symmetrical. So it also represents balance in our lives. So with all this input being said, it's kind of like you're downloading a lot of emotion into a wall and having different elements come into play with it. But it was a type of mural where it's not very specific to any culture or any group of people, but everybody seems to be able to relate to it at some point.
Yeah, there's something about the color. So it's a black backdrop, which yes. automatically makes every color on it just
pop
out. And you have all these really neat kind of turquoise and oranges and just really cool colors out there.
Yes.
And then when I was looking at photos of you working with the kids on the project, and it seems like it was also a time to focus, you know, to pay very careful attention to that one thing that you're doing. And I don't know, what kind of feedback did you get from
the
hands of
work? Oh, we had great feedback. We had a lot of people honking, a lot of thumbs up. A lot of people seemed to come out and watch us paint. And we had a nice experience talking and getting to know the people of that particular neighborhood just in the whole process. It's a different type of mural from what I'm used to doing. And it's very refreshing to have done it because we were approached more by, the elders and different types of people versus your typical, graffiti artist. So it was really refreshing to see that, you know, that everybody could relate to it. So it was just a great experience, and a lot of people really, really, really liked this mural.
So the Pride Center is kind of the resource center for kids that are transitioning
Correct.
Out of foster care. And then the Winchester Home, that's also related to but what is that?
Well, the Pride Center is more of a resource center where they provide training, they provide jobs, counseling. They point youth in the right direction to meet their goals and needs and get them back into productive lifestyles. The Winchester Home is a place where they can stay while mm-hmm. they're getting it all together, you know, so they don't end up homeless. There's people go in there. And they work, they volunteer their time, whether it be helping them with school or cooking classes or life skill sets. So
right.
during the whole process of this mural, we're not therapists, but by all means, we're not.
Right.
We're not registered therapists, but we're artists.
There's something in that process.
Yes, there's something in that process that we can relate to our own life experiences to not really use the art as a therapy whatsoever, but to kind of like break the ice and say, hey, you know, if you're having a hard time, maybe this might be able to help. Just blow off some steam using a paintbrush or get your mind off the busy day and just relax a little bit.
So you're dedicating it to all the mothers in,
we are, absolutely.
In the borderland. Tell us about
exactly,
that.
Exactly. It's the Mothership Mandala. We decided to name it that because it's our gift for Mother's Day, and I think that mothers deserve a lot more than just one day. You know, they gave us life.
Right.
So this is something tangible that everybody can enjoy. But this mandala reminds me of our, you know, of my mom and a lot of moms out there. You know, it is a very cultural mural in design, but it also represents a lot of our, you know, in the center of this mural, it has its origin, the nucleus, and it just blows out. And mm-hmm. and if you notice the pieces in that mural, they start real small and they expand and they get bigger and bigger. That represents life, I think, in a way where we grow. So this is the perfect fit, and this is something that I think all moms really appreciate it. So this is a gift for all the mothers in our Boulder City, unconditionally for their love and their affection. And I think that we wanted to do this for them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you're dedicating it tonight. So what are y'all going to do out there? It's at 6:00. We can all go.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. What we want is, we want if all the moms out there to come out with their kids or or bring your mom out there, so to say, and take a picture in front of this mural, because every superstar deserves a good backdrop.
Very cool. So yes. Everybody's mom, take your mom down to the mural. It's
grab
in the corner
shot.
Of Montana
give
and
her a hug.
Virginia?
St. Vrain and Montana.
St. Vrain and Montana.
Correct.
Take your mom, take a shot, give her a hug.
Yes, and a happy Mother's Day.
And thank them all for giving us life.
Absolutely.
And Grave, we thank you for giving life to this amazing mural with these kids and bringing it together and being persistent in doing it, because you presented it, the project once, didn't work, and then you came back and presented again, and here we are, and it's materialized.
Very nice.
So that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure working for our beautiful city and doing what I can as an artist to help beautify our neighborhoods and communities. We live in a very beautiful city with a lot of very beautiful people, very diverse. So,
well, we thank you for that, and we thank you for adding art to our city. We're all invited to the dedication ceremony for the Mothership Mandala. It's on the corner of St. Vrain and Montana at 6 p.m. today at the Pride Center. My guest has been Grave Dave Herrera. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Have a good day.